The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, folks. I had to fight my way through the local stop and rob here in Round Rock, Texas. On this 23rd day of August 2017, the Powerball's up to $700 million. And I was talking to the 7-Eleven owner down there, and I said, gee, wouldn't it be great when people make this run on Powerball that this would they'd actually come in and buy something else? And she said, that would be great. She's running around a place with her head half hanging off. Still about 300 million to one, but damn. Spend a couple of bucks and you might have a chance. Somebody must win. That's the hook that they use. Could you imagine, folks, if this bounces and it rolls over again and it gets up to $1 billion? And just say that I was a gambling man and I played that and I hit the entire thing. Could you, even if they got real heavy-handed on the taxes, I'd still walk with $500 million, $500 million. Could you imagine? Could you imagine the frugal way to build a network? I've seen a lot of talking heads piss away a lot of money. And it's, look at me, look at me, look at me. Well, I'll tell you what. I would build an underground vault. I would have security services. I would have anti-missiles. I'd hire a private mercenary army. Protect my hole in the ground. And I'd go deep underground, and I would be blasting away. They would have to they'd have to send in the Marines and the Army and the Navy and the Coast Guard and the Merchant Marine and all the little agencies of the FBI and the NSA, and they'd have to send them all in to get me. And when they were all grouped around in a concentrated area, I better not utter those words on air. We're trying to get a hold of John Lamb. Evidently, Eric the Great, that took over for, well, Michael Herzog, but Michael Herzog took over for Tom Lacovara. Evidently, these guys didn't know squat last night. Is that the general idea here, Mike? Just the verdict. I'm sorry? Who they picked him up? Oh, okay. They got him a limo? Oh, man. That'd be the last thing I'd want to take a ride in, man. I'd want to take off my shoes and socks and feel the earth underneath my feet, and I would just walk. I'd be like that dude was on Kung Fu, you know, just meandering all over the place. At any rate, I'm going to get into a subject today, folks, that my good friend Lark has been trying to relay to people. And people are just, they're not getting it. And by the way, I talked to Lark on the phone today, and when I made comment about listening to Lark describe communitarianism is not like watching paint dry. It's like listening to paint dry. And he said, yeah, I heard you say that on the air. And he said, I just had to smile. I said, I knew that wasn't going to offend you. You know, there have been people that Nancy Levant that used to be on, actually on this network, explaining communitarianism. Well, and this dear lady that is in some grovel 60-year-old woman up in Alaska with probably the best treatise, if you would, on communitarianism, she decided to get involved in Alaska's pot laws. Well, isn't that great? That's wonderful. What a waste. But Nancy Levant was out there with Darren Weeks, at least on this network, talking about this. Now, Darren decided to up and leave this network for a reason he did not disclose to me. But I find out that he's working the community college technical stuff for communications. And I'm sure there was probably some things I've said on the air that if he was a part of, well, he'd be frowned upon. But all's I got was I'll have to ask God, and I'll listen to what God tells me. Well, wait a minute. The creator of the universe? Eternity without end? Space-time? Forever and ever? Amen. And you're going to ask this guy about a decision on a radio program? Really? At any rate, I love Darren Weeks, but he bugged out of here, and that was a shame. The dictatorship of everything. Folks, we've been seeing the active arm. Now, the other day, I read the Antifa manifesto, and it's just a simple... Here, don't color outside these lines. We know you don't know anything. You're being used as chattel to raise a ruckus and say me, me, me. But you're also seeing the real face of what's behind this. The other day, I was looking at some black guy that was up there going, you know, your home doesn't belong to you. It belongs to us. And I'm like, wow. So all the vestiges and all the buzzwords, or at least... all the machinations of communism, here it is right in your face, and we're part of it. Now, whether these people actually know what they're pushing is another thing entirely. I'm not sure that they do. Most of the people I've seen speaking out and talking about, you know, your stuff belongs to us, so get used to it, have the intelligence quotient of, I don't know, a housefly? You know, they only know what they know, and they don't know squat. That's why you can never engage them in conversation. This is why it'll always get sticky, because they're just bumper sticker repertoire. I can repeat that, but I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. And I've had this happen so many times with me. I mean, even down here in Moscow on the Colorado. Oh, I'm sorry. For most people, that's Austin, Texas. You know, liberals coming out, if there was a gun rally down at the state capitol or whatever, you know, they'd always show up. It's the middle-aged fat ladies that don't have anything else to do. And this is nothing against women or middle-aged or fat people. But that's the impression I got. Just a bunch of overweight busybodies with nothing else to do and think they're taking up a cause. Well, they've been conditioned for a number of years. Michael, quit laughing. It's true. They have been conditioned over a number of years to take up this and to take up that, you know, and whether they understood it was feminism or on the issue of abortion, you know, it didn't matter. It's now identity politics. There's more in this column A, and I'll stick with that, than there is in column B, so that's therefore what I am. A non-thinking, non-understanding, bumper sticker, repertoire, repeater, and that's it. And many times... I would engage in conversation, and not confrontational, just inquisitive. You know, series of questions down a certain path. And they would stumble over the second or third one. They knew the hell they weren't going to get to the fifth one, so all I would get is a lot of anger and middle fingers. Here's the little old sweet little, could have been somebody's grandma, flipping me off. Why not? Really? That's the extent of it? So what they have learned is not much, but they have learned how to be a cohesive crowd, the column A crowd, let's call them. And, you know, there's unity in strength and strength in unity and, yeah, the fishes in the sea and all that stuff. Collectively, is it a force to be reckoned with? Well, it's certainly to be walked around, in my opinion, or better still, ignored. You know, you notice they're not doing that with us, and I don't give a damn what cause it is. You know, give it a name, give it a cause, give it a reason. You know, what did they do with Trump last night? I think there were more people that were out there demonstrating against Trump than were actually in the rally. But I still haven't quite figured out why Donald Trump is doing campaign-style rallies. Yeah. I don't know. It seems to be adding fuel to the fire of the people that want to keep throwing logs on us and this country and burn the whole damn thing down. You know, this confrontational stuff, it accomplishes nothing. Then the story becomes the confrontation, not what the ideology is. And they dare not go into this. Oh, God, please, let not a news agency in this country dive down that rabbit hole. You know, the who, what, where, when, and why. Because that would prove to be disastrous. It would be self-emulating. It would be self-destructive. Rather than getting the little sound bites of somebody's opinion connected to what? Some little thought flittering off into space. Not connected to anything. Makes no sense. Except that I'm against them. Well, who's them? Them's is us. Now, I understand you probably are not real comfortable with saying, you know, those are Americans too. That's been the message that Donald Trump has been putting out and many other people. You know, we need to get rid of the extremes in this country, don't we? That's what we have to do. Because it's extremely volatile. It's extremely violent. It's extremely. And in my personal experience, most of the people I've met and talked with that know what the hell is going on, they're just extremely pissed off. You call them an extremist and they go, what? An extremist for what? Because I believe in the Second Amendment, or I believe in the Fourth Amendment, or I believe in the First Amendment, or I believe in a constitutional republic, that republican form of government. You know, what are you trying to say here? Yeah, I'm extreme in those measures, but what's so extreme about that? Talking about the fundamental structure of our government, what is extreme about talking about that? So you see, we have to do away with this. We have to do away with the extremes, you see. Well, I won't go down that hole, but I was just thinking here that if these neo-Nazi groups, so-called neo-Nazis, and again, this is pretty much manufactured for television consumption, you know, the supposed leaders. You know, what did we learn out of Virginia? That it was a setup. Plain and simple. Look at who the people were that set this thing up, that applied for the permits. Look at who they were. Remember the words, always. Burn these in. Get out your soldering iron, guys. I want you to burn this in the headboard of your bed. Backwards, if you have to, if you're laying in bed and you got a dresser mirror there, I want you to be able to read these words every night before you go to bed or when you wake up in the morning. Control the opposition. I was talking to Lark Cumby today, and folks, that's exactly what's going on. He was naming names to me and going, well, you know, this guy's Jewish. You know that guy? And I'm following this pattern. And I'm looking at all the names and the faces in the places. having to do with communitarianism. Oh, there's a word. Oh, God, I can see you reaching for the dowel. I'll turn this off. Go cook dinner. Go mow my lawn. Go pet my dog. Go make love to my wife. And, God, just to get away from this subject, I haven't done that in 3 years, but I'll do it just to not listen to this. Well, I'm going to try a little different approach here today. Because what you're not seeing the formation of is world communism. It is not that. Even though that these clowns in the streets right now with I want to take all your stuff, it's Marxist philosophy right out of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. But that is just the divide and conquer troops out in the street. These are the George Soros funded people. These are the ones that are getting paid to show up. These are the ones that are getting paid just to be in opposition that they don't know what they're opposing. But they just know it's misogynistic and it's racist and it's, you know, it's all that. You know, you didn't expect, you know, I know we didn't expect you to open your arms to lesbianism and gayism and transgenderism and whatever ism you can think of. But because you're opposed to that, see, you're really a hater. No, we love you. And we want you to live out your natural life under natural law the way intended. I don't hate you as a human being. I just hate what's in your head. Wow. Nancy Levant, and I want to get her on this program. Because she's a better communicator with this subject matter. And she knows it well. And to bring this up current, see, the problem has been talking about communitarianism and what it actually is, and then juxtaposing that against current day events. I've had nobody that's been able to do that. We can give you the timeline, the history of the people involved, what they've quoted, all of that stuff. But I would have much rather shook the hand of the guy that's painted the Sistine Chapel rather than watching every brushstroke go on the ceiling. Okay, let me appreciate the art. Let me appreciate the man that did it. Give me the overview of what we're talking about here and plug it into present day as example so this registers in people's heads. This is the one thing Lark has not been able to do. Now, I've mentioned your name, and you're dying to dial in right now. Now, you keep those fingers away from that phone right now. You'll come on a little bit later. When I ask you to call in, please, Lark, call in. I really love the guy. He's a brother in the cause of freedom. But the most important thing to having an idea is having the ability to relate that idea. Hell, we've made a science out of this in this country, haven't we? We call it mass marketing. Wow. How do you think Wall Street gets you to buy whatever corporate little thingamabob, humanajiggle, or whatever? Because they've got the people, the advertising people, to go out there and sell the idea. To go out there and sell you as to why you need this product or this service. And that's what has been missing the entire time around probably one of the most important subjects that this network or I would ever cover. Because it is the structure of the New World Order. It is their interlocking and ongoing tumbling of civilization and culture and society after civilization, culture and society, country after country after country. This is a long-term project. They have an end game scenario. This is supposed to be socialism, folks. Corporatism. But see, when you say corporatism, oh, well, that's just fascism. I've said, till I'm blue in the face, we got an interesting mix of socialist and communist and capitalist and this is guy and that ism that. We have a mixture of all of that. But the endgame scenario is not worldwide communism. It's worldwide socialism with their structure firmly in place. We'll get into that after this break. And I want y'all to listen to me here very closely. Otherwise, what the hell's the point of doing this anymore?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We were just talking during the break, and I was not aware of this. The last time we had a total eclipse just seen in the United States, guess what year that was? 1776. Wow. So what did we have the Donald and his wife doing yesterday along with his son? Looking up at the sun without putting their glasses on. Do as I say, folks, not as I do. Let's start with the premise the title offers here. Communitarianism, the dictatorship of everything. And let us just for a minute assume that our Constitution and three branches of government, our state constitutions and governors, throw in the schools and universities, our health care system, the taxation system, all regional and appointed governing bodies, commissions and councils, our churches, our synagogues, our military, land and watershed systems, and all forms of licensure and credentialing, if you will, including travel, are under the governing auspices of the international emerging law. And then let's try to figure out what is not under global dictatorship, specifically here in the United States. Well, as of this 07 writing, We still got our Second Amendment intact, although you see what they're doing in California. This has been an ongoing, we're going to get your guns one way or the other. Though it's been degraded decade by decade, and the United Nations is in the planning stages of disarming the international community. By international community, let us assume that means the international rabble out there. And I'm pretty sure the elite will still have their armed body guarding details, and all that international peacekeeping force will remain technologically armed to the teeth. Let's also assume that non-lethal weapons and that technology will also remain highly funded and manufactured. Therefore, assume that the total disarmament of other than elites and militaries remain a global governing plan of action. In other words, our Second Amendment is hanging on by a shred of a thread. And as I've pointed out many times on this subject, folks, about firearms ownership, the ability to protect you, you're your own property. See, we don't like the idea when somebody claims a bit of our labor and our time and claims it's for the greater good of it all. Wait a minute, that's not yours to take. I own it. I declare and I say what is done with it. And you've also heard me say that, well, in the industrialized world, what do you see emerging? You see a definite pattern about the issue of firearms ownership, about the issue of health care. This is about dominance and control. By the way, the guy in the story is up on Republic Broadcasting. Go read it. A little bit of your downtime. The guy that drew up the Affordable Health Care Act, this guy just got nailed for being a bad guy and being a thief and a ripoff artist. Go figure. Out of the loins of these creatures will come bad things. Now, let's assume that all current and pending legislation is of communitarian flavor and has been since the early 70s. Now, communitarian law functions in Europe as the governmental structure and bureaucracy of the European Union. As the North American Union continues to materialize, not so secretly, you can also assume that communitarian law is also intended to replace constitutional law. Remember Sandra Day O'Connor coming out with this wonderful announcement as sitting Supreme Court judge that we'll have to consider international law superseding our own law. Yes, she said it. And this is what Nikki Rapana had to say about communitarian law. And this just isn't just an ideology, folks. This is a systematic, linear, A through Z mechanism, of which we'll cover. I hear the bump. We'll cover this after the break. You're seeing it all around, and we don't understand what is happening with our politicians, with our form of government. Hell, we barely got our minds wrapped around what's happening out on the streets out there, without really going to the core of what the problem is. Is that important to you? Because it sure as hell is important to me. Unless you diagnose it, unless you properly fix it, it'll keep coming back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
I'm not into prediction. I have a little bit more on the stupid eclipse thing here. Well, maybe it's not so stupid. By the year 2024, the next one that happens, now understand that this last eclipse, viewable only in the United States as a total eclipse, hasn't happened since 1776. The next one is in 2024, and guess where that passes over, folks? Directly over Round Rock, Texas. Now, I'm going to make a prediction here. By the next total solar eclipse, we'll have our republic back. If not, we can all stand out there staring at the eclipse with bare naked eyes and burn our retinas out and fry our brains. And anyhow, you get the idea. I'm sorry? April 8, 2024. Mark that in your calendar, if any of us are still around by then. Now, I was talking about the Second Amendment. Folks, the TPP, Donald Trump put the axe to that, but that's an ongoing thing that will come back with the next asset that's in either in Congress or the White House. But there were two things that were done. Getting rid of the people's firearms and giving them national health care. Now that is a recipe for total control, snooping and pooping, knowing exactly what everybody is doing. Now, like I said, the elite are still going to have their armed bodyguards. Let's assume that the total disarmament from other than elites and militaries remain a global governing plan of action. And that certainly is the mission of the United Nations. Let's also assume that our current and pending legislation has been around since the early 70s. Now, this American Union was put the kibosh to, as I just stated. But communitarian law was intended to replace constitutional law. And a one-world government, after all, means one government. Nikki Rapano, the new legal system, she says, used by regional and local governments affiliated with emerging global government, the new law circumvents national law via a program of balancing, often implemented by a small group of self-appointed elites who achieve consensus. Let's dialogue to that consensus. Let's lie about the strength behind it, and we're going to get it done. And that's all achieved by what? By not voting. For Americans, the adoption of these evolving principles transports us from a constitutional system where we expect clearly defined basic rights like due process and legal searches, you know, Fourth Amendment kind of stuff, Fifth Amendment kind of stuff, to more moral way of enforcing social justice that only a few upper-level academics themselves can define. Communitarian law is a precedence that requires the courts to rule in favor of the self-defined community against individuals protected by constitutional law. Now think about this. What is Chicago doing? They're giving the thumbs down to you can't deport illegals. California wants to be a sanctuary state. And they're claiming that this is for our community. It's not for the individual. It's not for you, the people that are funding, and by the way, not funding very well because the state of California is actually sinking into the Pacific by the weight of their own debt. But see, that's not protecting that individual's right not to play, and to certainly not to pay for it. But under the guise of, the community and the county and the state, that's necessary. You've got to kind of put yourself in their position to see this through their eyes. Now, communitarian law is the precedent that requires the courts to rule in favor of the self-defined community against individuals protected by constitutional law. It limits the property rights of individuals in all member nations. The most obvious current communitarian decision handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court in Kelo versus the City of New London, a land rights case that balanced property rights against communitarian development goals. And the least obvious communitarian decision handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court is Hybl versus the State of Nevada, a privacy rights case that balanced private individuals' right to anonymity. Now, in all U.S. communitarian legislation and criminal code, the stated purpose is to balance individual rights against community responsibilities. How have you heard this before? Well, we've got to strike a balance between your rights and our right or our ability to do an effective job of combating this or that or the other. There's certain rights that might be impinged, but it's a balancing act, isn't it? Yes. Here's our justification for the reason why you must abandon your God-given rights. Based on the consensus reached by globalist do-gooders, all nations are now required to adjust their national systems. The world is an ongoing process of internal reinventions of national, political, and legal infrastructures. And this is a top-down system. Totally 180 degrees and contrary to the type of government we have. And you've heard me say this before, in order to keep a check and balance, our check and balance, to maintain the rule of law or the Constitution, this was a little neat, nifty tool that you could take it anywhere you go. Any state USA, any city USA, Cincinnapolis, Ohio, I don't care. But down to the county level, at the state, and at the federal government, we were supposed to have this power permanently in place, never be screwed with, folks. In other words, a law that it ignores what the intent is, say in this police state, well, they need to know. The government needs them. Well, they need to go in there and read your emails because you know what? You might be a jihadist or you might be somebody that's hell-bent by ideology to do damage to other people. So, see, there's our justification for tracking and tracing everything that you do, everything you see, everything you read, everything you hear, everything you eat, even. We got to know. That's a balancing act. We had to take some of those rights away in order to do what? Protect you. The very people that are destroying us are the very same people that are saying that they're there to protect us. It's kind of like a screen door in a submarine argument, isn't it? In all the U.S. communitarian legislation and criminal code, the stated purpose, I said, is to balance the individual right against community responsibility. It's called reinventing government, based on a consensus reached by globalist do-gooders. And if you're not down with that, we'll keep dialoguing to consensus until we get 51% and then democracy works and we'll vote for that. Mm-hmm. Outside of what? The thing that would confound and slow it to a crawl and destroy it. Called a constitutional republic like the one we got here? Hmm? And this communitarian and philosophy, I mean, this is, folks, just follow me, please. You've got to understand this, otherwise we're not ever going to be able to identify and destroy that which is destroying us. Never going to be able to do it. This philosophy and ideology is what supports the emerging supranational government body. Now, the system integrates all nations of the world into sub-regions. Each region has its own code of communitarian law, in addition to mandatory inclusion of higher global laws. Now, each nation has their own proposed process for the national subordination to these regional and international supreme authoritative bodies, unelected bodies, bureaucrats, folks, that know better than you and I. In Europe and Latin America, the national modification of the subordination process is published in all documents relating to communitarian integration. In Europe, they have a collection of communitarian environmental case law. In the United States, it can never be disclosed to the average voter for the officials to speak openly of treason is a criminal offense. And do you think that these creatures in our Congress assembled are not guilty of treason? Some of them many times over? You bet your sweet bippy. But if to be identified, here's the thing. Standing. Say that you even got a court case against one of these creatures. Them being a federal employee, that would have to go to a federal court. Whoops, there's another problem. Who are these federal judges? Well, we'll get into that as well. It's increasingly difficult to explain to a refusing public the truth about America's future and its demise. I make the strongest recommendation to fully explore the Anti-Communitarian League website to understand what has happened in the United States as well as the rest of the world. This is not just unique to us, folks. And everybody's been asking the question, well, doesn't look like the New World Order has a chance now. We got Brexit. And the European Union looks like it's collapsing. And no. A long, slow-rolling, evolving process to deal with whatever difficulty they run up against to supersede that, and that is already in place, already there. To understand what has happened in the U.S., as like I said, the rest of the world, you got to understand the replacement government that's been implemented by the global or one-world system. To even begin to fathom America coming under the governmental control of another court and system of justice, one must fully comprehend the fact that, one, this new form of government exists and operates in many other parts of the world as we speak. And two, it's already been illegally implemented on our country. We, the people, are not driving the bus, period. And, remarkably, we still don't realize that this government is operational in every state of the country. This is regional government. Thank you, Dick. Hope you're spinning in your grave right now. Communitarian law is not a conspiracy theory. I want to reiterate that. Communitarian law is just not somebody's idea to try to explain the unexplainable. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy fact. It is practiced and taught in most law schools as a primary system of governance. Communitarian law is also an operational fact of daily life in the U.S. And the bottom line to this is simply this. Communitarian law eliminates all rights of individuals. For what? The common good or the community. And for the security of the global governing elite. Nothing more, nothing less. And you want to talk about a class struggle. It sets up a two-class system of governors and the governed. Or in simple terms, the rich overlords and the rabble. Communitarianism is a high-tech kind of form of communism. But we've seen communism and how it works and how it's self-destructive. It is not sustainable. It does not work for a long period of time. And it can't. So there's got to be something else afoot. There's got to be something else in place that gives you the illusion. And somebody say, in living in Nevada or Hawaii or even God's waiting room down in Florida, that this ongoing thing is not going to be stopped. It will modify, it will make its corrections, it will try to rectify their approach and mistakes that are made, and it's just going to keep coming back. This is your global order of things. And what's really surprising about this, it is corporatism, but not in the way most people think of it. If you think of government and business climbing in bed together as being fascism, well, technically, you're correct. Technically. But that's not the endgame scenario. If you've listened to me closely, you've heard me say this many, many, many times. In this country today, if you were, say, a Martian coming down to the planet, I'm kind of referring to stranger in a strange land here, I could not grok this situation. I would look at it politically and go, I don't know what the hell this is. If I were to try to define it and categorize it to understand it, I couldn't. Because it is a blend of fascism. It is a blend of communism. It is a blend of socialism. With a little bit of remaining republicanism in there as well. Just to confound and confuse and give people the illusion. But the endgame scenario to this is a socialistic one-world order with bank, government, and business all in bed together, having a threesome, if you will. Never-ending ecstasy, we got it all, and you ain't getting nothing unless we grant it to you, or you do a turn for us and we'll grant it to you. That's probably a better way to look at it. Because you see, folks, communism doesn't work. Why? Because everybody shows up at the party with nothing in hand. It's not even a BYOB. You just show up and you start dividing all of what you see and say, okay, I'm due, you know, each according to his need. Mm-hmm. It's a very bad producer of anything. So ergo, there's less and less to divide up and to keep the tribes quiet. Because they certainly do get unruly when they start to get hungry. They sure do get unruly when there's no jobs. Oh, you've heard the stories in Russia. Go to the grocery store or their version of it. Hell, you'd have to line up for hours on end just to buy a roll of toilet paper. And I could have used a colorful little explanation there, but thank God I was saved by the break. We'll be back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Now, to even begin to fathom America coming under a governmental control of another court and system of justice, There is the basis of your global governance. And the bottom line is simply this. Communitarian law eliminates all rights of the individuals for the common good, for the security of the global and governing elite, and nothing more and nothing less. And consider ourselves lucky, if you can use that term, to be living in the most frightening and fascinating time in American history. We're experiencing the exact moment in time where America stands or permanently falls to pure and unadulterated treason and betrayal of the by the elected. With a whole lot of us and a smidgen of them, we have to make the determination as to the kind of lives we choose to live. Today, and as we speak, you must decide for yourselves if you want freedom or to be totally 100% controlled and managed little people. A middle ground on this one does not exist. It's all for freedom or all for one world governance by elimination of all individual, and that meaning constitutional or, if you will, God-given right. So, here's what we're all free to do. Tell the damn truth. Expect the truth. Stand up for freedom for mankind. Hurry, America. Time is getting short. In one voice, the American people must scream to Washington, D.C. and to their state capitals that we will not stand by and allow our freedom and our sovereign nation to fall under their custom-made, handcrafted technological government. We must defend our constitutional rights and our country. Communitarianism is not about common good. It's about power and absolute dictatorial control of money and people. Nothing more, nothing less. America's future and continuing history falls on the shoulders. We have to tell the traitors in office no before the next crisis strikes our country. Once martial law is declared, the new world begins in earnest, and it's highly unlikely that the American troops will even be here to enforce martial law. Clearly, peacekeeping forces will have to be deployed to our homeland, as our military is clearly not coming home. And you better wake up, America. We are running out of words to help you to see reality, and we're certainly running out of time. And we've talked about the left-right paradigm. And we had a Central American Free Trade Agreement. Remember CAFTA? And that was approved by the U.S. Congress in 2005. And it's astonishing how our little Congress critters failed to explain the legal foundations for this agreement. We'll talk about that next hour. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. This is the National Intel Report. And Lark, now's the time. Let those crazy little fingers start dialing.
We must take America back. We must take America back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.